Manu Patra alert dated the 17th of January 2020. Delhi court has issued fresh death warrants for the four Nirbhaya case convicts, who will now be executed at 6 a.m. on the 1st of February. The court has issued the new warrant after President Ramnath Kovind rejected a mercy petition filed by Mukesh Singh, one of the convicts. President of India, Mr. Ramnath Kovind has rejected the mercy petition of Mukesh Singh, one of the four death row convicts in the Nirbhaya gang rape and murder case. Supreme Court has allowed the Congress Member of Parliament, Karthi Chidambaram, to have the return of 20 crores rupees, which was deposited with the top court's registry as security for travelling abroad. Supreme Court has declined to issue to a direction to the Union of India for conferring the Bharat Ratna on Mahatma Gandhi, stating that he is at a higher stature than a Bharat Ratna. The court allowed the petitioner to make a representation before the government in this behalf. Delhi High Court has issued notice granting 60 days to now rape case convict Kuldeep Singh Sengar to deposit the compensation amount as directed by the trial court. Karnataka High Court has directed two police officers to pay a cost of 10,000 rupees each for registering a first information report under Clause A of Section 66 of the Information Technology Act, 2000, which has been struck down by the Supreme Court. Gujarat High Court has held that to issue a notice of confiscation under Section 130 of the Central Goods and Services Tax Act, 2017. Mere suspicion may not be sufficient to invoke the section. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, Delhi has allowed exemption on agricultural lands bought without an intention to purchase the land for any business purposes. Supreme Court has dismissed the review petitions of telecom companies on adjusted gross revenue, AGR, payment order. The companies would have to pay 1.47 trillion rupees in AGR dues including penalties and interests by the 23rd of January. Supreme Court has passed an order paving the way for construction of the International Airport at Mopa, Goa. The court has issued directions to the National Environmental Engineering Research Institute to oversee the project and ensure compliance with the court's order. Supreme Court has stayed the Bombay High Court's order releasing Rakesh Vadhavan and his son, Sarang, accused in the 4,355 crores rupees in Punjab and Maharashtra Cooperative Bank scam, releasing them from jail and putting them under house arrest to facilitate the sale of assets for recovery of dues. Bombay High Court has held that there can be no monopoly of copyright in the idea or subject of a film based on the subject of a clinical trial, which is a part of the public domain. The court has dismissed a notice of motion filed by writer Shivaniti Brevala in a suit alleging copyright infringement on behalf of makers of the movie Umeed, which is based on unethical clinical trials. Bombay High Court has passed an interim order of takedown against a social media videologger on prima facie findings that he had given reckless and offensive reviews of a product and cautioned that persons in such capacity should be careful that their publications do not harm others. Delhi High Court has asked the All India Institute of Medical Sciences to immediately provide necessary treatment to an 11-year-old boy suffering from a rare disease. The court has directed the Ministry of Health and Family Services to reimburse the cost of treatment. Allahabad High Court has reiterated that while prosecuting an indigent person who cannot afford to engage a lawyer, the court must provide him with real and meaningful free legal aid. Gujarat High Court has held that the permanent account number cannot be declared inoperative due to non-linking of Aadhaar or Aadhaar number. Bombay High Court has issued notice to former Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Devendra Fadnavis, in a plea challenging his election from Nagpur, Southwest constituency. Delhi court has said that the convicts in the Nirbhaya case would not be hanged on the 22nd of January. The court has also sought from the Tihar jail authorities a status report on the mercy petition filed by one of the four convicts. Authority for advance ruling, Kerala has ruled that the distributors are liable to pay goods and service tax and are also eligible to avail input tax credit on the amount received as reimbursement of the discount rebate. Securities and Exchange Board of India has allowed exchanges to start trading in options on goods. The board further has said that the contract specifications for options on goods have to be the same as commodity futures. Securities and Exchange Board of India has cleared 9 people in a case in which it was alleged that a host of the exchange's executives had colluded to favor a handful of brokers. National Green Tribunal has asked the Delhi Development Authority and Delhi Tourism and Transport Development Corporation to submit a status report on Sanjay Lake after a plea was filed that it was being severely polluted. Insolvency and Bankruptcy Board of India has notified an amendment to the Voluntary Liquidation Process Regulation, 2017. Whereby all unclaimed dividends of a company going into liquidation will now have to be deposited in an account with the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Board of India.